Welcome to your weekly warm-up. Remember to try to do this warm-up several times during the week. Also, remember to repeat after me. Now, let's begin. Alphabet. P. U. O. L. S. T. R. U. C. At. Dot. Dash or hyphen. Underscore. Apostrophe. Quotation marks. Numbers, thousands. 1,234. $9,919. $5,818. $6,717. $2,110. $3,515. Percentage. 10%. 21%. 32%. 45%. 56%. 67%. 78%. 89%. 99%. 100%. 110%. 1,000%. Remember, you can use the expression 110% when you say you're going to do a maximum amount of effort. You can say, I'm working at 110%. Years, 2000, 2010, 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050, 2060. Time, 25 to 9, 25 to 11, 12:20, 3:20, 10 to 6, 10 to 9, 9:05, 10:05. Noon. Midday. Lunch. Dinner. Breakfast. Supper. Currency. $22. 29 euros. 88 pounds. $33. 60 euros. 52 pounds. Times. Sunday evening. Monday noon. Tuesday morning. Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, later in the day. Friday, earlier. The day before yesterday. The day after tomorrow. In a week. A week ago. In a few weeks. A few weeks back. Dates. March 13th, 2023. December 14th, 2010. June 1st, 2011. May 2nd, 2002. September 13th, 2025. November 21st, 1998. August 31st, 1992. Vocabulary. Though. Though I don't think it's a great idea, I think we should try. Through. Did you go through the training? Thought. I thought you were finished. Thorough. We have to prepare a thorough report. Tough. It is tough to work in finance. Grammar point. Remember that this grammar point will be presented in more detail in the Grammar Point Friday. This week's grammar point, superlatives. Remember to repeat after me. I did the best I could. You work for the worst office. He has the greatest job in Brazil. She is the most experienced for the trip. Brian is the fastest to work in the morning. We are the slowest team at head office. You had the nicest business trip last month. They are the furthest from the office. That company has the smartest people. His team is the dumbest. Their group was the most interesting in the meeting. That employee was the least capable of understanding. The department had the most difficult tasks to do. Steve is the least friendly in the office. Is Jack the most spectacular boss in the company? Isn't Jane the least comprehensible when she speaks?